Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You maim when you're on offense, but you kill when you're on defense.
Thank you, Steve Bertrand. 1032, this is the new Fiona Apple, Fetch the Bolt Cutters.
And PYTs and wannabes, afraid not being your friend. And I've always been too smart for that, but you know what? My heart was not. I took it like a kid, you see. The cool kids voted to get rid of me. I'm ashamed of what it did to me, what I let get done. It stole my fun, it stole my fun. Fetch the bolt cutters. I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters. I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters. I've been in here too long.
Giving you a feel for the title track, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, Fiona Apple's latest album, which Pitchfork gave a perfect 10 to. I think it was 10 years ago they did that for Kanye West, 10 years before they did that prior to that. This just does not happen that often, so they really like it. You may not. I suppose for some of you that's not in your wheelhouse. I have always liked Fiona Apple's music, but just for a couple of songs that I know her for, I can't say I go deep into her grooves. You know, I don't know all of her songs, but if you said, do you like Fiona Apple? I'd always say yes. Then I hear she's popped with this new album and that it's a 10 from Pitchfork. The person who wrote the review for Pitchfork is Jen Pelly, and she says, Fiona Apple's fifth record is unbound. No music has ever sounded quite like it. Apple recorded Fetch the Bolt Cutters both in and with her Venice Beach home, banging on its walls, stomping the ground. Self-reliance is its rule. Curiosity is its key. It cranks up raw, real life, hand claps, chants, other makeshift percussion in harmony with space, echoes, whispers, screams, breathing jokes, so-called mistakes, and dog barks. At least five dogs are credited: Mercy, Maddie, Leo, Little, Alfie. It creates a wild symphony of the everyday. Jen Pelly, contributing editor for Pitchfork, joins us on WGN. Hi, Jen. It's John Williams. You're on the air. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Some good music, and that's some good writing. Nicely done.
Thanks so much.
By the way, when you do that, I mean, so if this is, by Pitchfork's estimate, an extraordinary album, did you feel a certain weight in writing what you're going to say about that? Because your words had better justify that 10, right?
I felt the weight of that for sure. I can't deny that at all. I think I would have felt that way in any, writing about Fiona Apple under any circumstance, though. To me, Fiona is really that sort of, like, generational voice. Like, she's such an important songwriter. I think she's one of the most important songwriters alive, especially over the past two decades. Like, I can't think of very many people who have, like, not only is her songwriting so incredible, but she just means so much to so many people because of the things that she is giving voice to in her music. I definitely felt the weight of that. But, you know, the perfect 10 or the 10, it's a conversation between the whole, like, many people on staff at Pitchfork. So in a way, I was making the case for it, but I wasn't completely sure the entire time whether or not I was actually going to get to give it that score. So I was glad that was the decision we all collectively came to.
You say she's an extraordinary songwriter and gives voice to what? Like, what does she say? Talk to me a little bit about her music.
Totally. So the first few Fiona Apple albums, Title in 1996, When the Pawn in 1999, and then Extraordinary Machine in 2005, you know, there's, like, a lot of anger on those records. I feel like she really was this kind of, like, voice of disenchantment and fury and kind of, like, for myself, I was a teenager when I was getting into those records. It really coincided with me, like realizing that things are not really fair in the world, and kind of like creating a sense of self and a sense of like resilience within myself. I mean, Fiona Apple is, in the late 90s, she said, she gave that speech at the MTV, Music Awards, where she said, this world is, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the word on the radio or not, but she had legendary criticism of fame and celebrity culture. And it really resonated.
But she first emerged as kind of a teen pop star. I'm not sure if that's the right way to put it, but maybe that's the way her record company wanted to position her, and that really didn't fit her personally, did it?
Clearly not. clearly not. I mean, I see her more now as like, it's been so fascinating to watch the ways she has changed throughout her career. Like, it reminds me a lot of, I wouldn't compare her music to Joni Mitchell, but I think that the trajectory of her career is pretty similar to Joni Mitchell, who started out making, like, you know, beautiful singer-songwriter folk music, and through her career really became herself more and more as she went on, and ended up making these really beautiful kind of like spatial atmospheric like jazz inflected records. And I feel like Fiona Apple is doing something similar, where as her career is going on, she's just finding ways to make her music say more about herself beyond the lyrics and the melodies and stuff. Like, it's really fascinating to follow along with, I think.
You see her grow and her music evolve in the process. And then you mentioned that she recorded it at her Venice Beach house at and with it, banging on the walls, stomping the ground, the dogs in the background. Were the dogs intentionally there? Talk to me a little bit about some of these tracks.
Well, there was a really fantastic profile of Fiona Apple in The New Yorker in March that gets a little, gets like a lot deeper into the actual process of the record. And if anyone's interested in how the sound of the record actually came together, I highly recommend reading this profile. And she taught the writer, spoke with Fiona about, when Fiona was conceptualizing the sound of the record, she assembled a band, and her band members were at her house, and they would like walk through the house, kind of like banging on things and like really experimenting with the space. And to me, it's fascinating. I mean, Fiona is kind of like a legendary, iconic, like recluse. She has been staying at home for way longer than 2 months. She's kind of known for not leaving the house.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of inspiring in that way, too, to hear someone who made this, like, really, I think, monumental record, just primarily using things in her home. And in terms of the dog barks, from what I read, the dog barks were not intentional, but her dog started barking. There were two dogs who started barking when she was working on the title track, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, at the end, and she decided to leave it in. And there's a handful of other dogs who are credited. I was reading the credits to the record when I was working on the review, and I noticed there were dogs credited for collar jingles and thrashing in addition to backing barks. So I was like, I must name the dogs in the review.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, or else you'll hear from their agents, and you don't want that.
Yeah.
So it's called Fetch the Bolt Cutters. And then you've got the various tracks, you know, Extraordinary Machine is the song that I know her for. Would you compare or contrast the two? I mean, that's the same Fiona Apple, or is she a different person and a different artist now?
Well, actually, I think in Fiona's catalog, the track Extraordinary Machine, the title track from that record, actually is maybe one of the few tracks that I would say actually is a bit of a precedent for the types of music she's making now, because that song is so minimal. There's so much space in that, and I feel like there's a lot of space on this record, too. It's definitely different from the songs that she is best known for. In a way, it kind of, like, there aren't a ton of like conventional pop structures on this record. And it's interesting because I think a lot of what she's singing on this record is not only a kind of like personal freedom, like that's from my perspective, the mantra and lyric "Fetch the Bolt Cutters" is about kind of like liberating yourself to whatever it is you are feeling restricted by. But she also has some songs on this record where she's addressing kind of like the feminist reckoning that has like swept popular culture after in the midst of and post the Me Too movement. There's a song called Newspaper, which is about her connection to another woman because of their shared history with an abusive man. There's a song called For Her that she said she wrote in the wake of the Kavanaugh hearings. She hasn't really written about women that much before. I mean, I don't think that she has ever written songs that are just directly addressed to other women before this record. But at the same time, I think that the music itself also feels really free and feels really like unconstricted by any type of conventional pop formula. It feels like, in addition to rethinking things that are happening in the world, she's also kind of rethinking her own world of sound. It's really fascinating.
And maybe a bit of a gamble, but it sounds like it paid off at the end of your review. Jen Pelly's on a phone line, by the way. Are you related to Scott Pelly by any chance in any way?
No, I don't know who that is.
Well, then there's my answer. There's considerable power in how Apple entertains so many of these wild, inexhaustible impulses. Don't you, don't you, don't you, don't you shush me. She chips back in on under the table. She will not be silenced. Blast the music. Bang it, bite it, bruise it. It's not pretty. You write, it is free. So if you're clicking around this weekend looking for something new to listen to, Fiona Apple's Fetch the Bolt Cutters gets a 10 from Pitchfork and Jen Pelly. Nice to talk to you, Jen. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Likewise. Thanks so much for having me.
I certainly haven't been shopping for any new shoes. I certainly haven't been spreading myself around.
Spring is around the corner.
I still only travel by foot, and by foot it's a slow climb. But I'm good at being uncomfortable, so I can't stop changing all the time.
I know. So we fade with Extraordinary Machine and get ready to plant your garden. Ron Finley is the gangster gardener. A million views of his video in a week alone at Masterclass. He says hi to us after this.